This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Coming up on this archive edition, Mandy Patinkin. He plays an arrogant doctor on the CBS medical series Chicago Hope. In our 1989 interview, we talked about starring in Broadway musicals. A new CD showcases the early recordings of a Broadway icon, Ethel Merman. When Merman died in 1984, she was still the image of brash, even vulgar energy. In her later life, her brassiness could often turn shrill. But classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says that the new CD of her earliest recordings shows a singer of unexpected range and refinement.
There was always something a little larger than life about Ethel Merman, which may be why her greatest achievements were on Broadway rather than in films, where she seemed too big, or on television, where she seemed too small. I think that as Rose, the archetypal stage mother in Gypsy, she gave a performance that ranks with Paul Scofield's King Lear in tragic grandeur and power. Merman's voice was so big, we forget that, like the greatest opera singers, she could also act with it. Here's Merman at her brassiest in I've Still Got My Health from Cole Porter's Panama Hattie.
The hip that I shake doesn't make people stare. Well, I've still got my health, so what do I care? The sight of my props never stops the affair. Well, I've still got my health, so what do I care? I knew I was slipping at Minsky's one dawn. When I started stripping, they hollered, put it on! Just once Billy Rose let me pose in the bear. Well, I've still got my vitamins, A, B, C, D, E.
Now listen to the way Merman turns inward in Porter's moving self-portrait Down in the Depths on the 90th Floor. Porter obviously felt no qualm about trusting her with his most urbane and poetic lyrics.
With a million neon rainbows burning below me, and a million blazing taxis raising a above the town, in my pet pieted gown, down in the depths on the 90th floor. While the crowds at El Morocco punish the parquet, and at 21 the couple clamor for
Merman's most famous recording is probably her original 1934 version of I Get a Kick Out of You, which Porter wrote for her in Anything Goes. Two things about her singing strike me as truly remarkable. One is the way she phrases the title. Most singers pause after the word kick. I get a kick out of you. But by inserting a little pause before the word kick, I get a kick out of you, she gives the rhythm a little extra kick. Even more amazing is her subtle, unexpected decrescendo after the mounting I rhymes in flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do.
I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you.
Merman's first Broadway triumph came in 1930 with Gershwin's Girl Crazy. She knocked the audience out with her bravura high note at the end of I Got Rhythm. Unfortunately, she didn't record the song until many years later. But this new album on the Flapper label has 22 of Merman's earliest recordings, several from even before Anything Goes. Edie Was a Lady is her hilarious yet heartfelt 6-minute requiem for a madam who spelled class with a capital K. And there's her stirring version of Irving Berlin's How Deep Is the Ocean. Has anyone ever sung this with more sincerity or elegance?
How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry?
In a number from Something for the Boys, someone calls Merman the missing link between Lily Pons, the famous French coloratura soprano, and Mae West. These early recordings prove not only that Merman could do almost anything with her voice, but that also what she wanted to do with it always served the dramatic expression of the song. I give this new recording a standing ovation, partly because it's impossible to listen to just sitting down.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Ethel Merman, I Get a Kick Out of You, on the Flapper label. This is Fresh Air.